Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends, everyone, on this Wednesday evening. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Scott Eckersley, who I think just got dug out of the snow, is the word that I heard. We're glad he's here at 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Along the subject of the big snowfall last night and into this morning, going out on the phone to Carrie Arend, who is a spokesperson for Michigan Department of Transportation. Good evening, Carrie. How are you?
Good evening. Doing great.
How was the night and the morning for you?
Well, our crews have definitely been busy, and we're still out there with all that blowing snow a little bit. But I think we're winning the battle, and we're getting ahead. So our major roadways are looking pretty good out there.
What effects on travel did you see with the storm as it came in last night? I heard some people today saying, oh, it wasn't all they expected. But, boy, it's exactly what we heard we were going to get. It was going to be about a foot of snow and a lot of blowing and drifting, and that's exactly what happened.
It is. And actually, we were able to call our morning shift in a little early, about 2, 3 in the morning, so they were ready for that morning rush hour. But I think people really heeded the warnings and the watches, and we didn't see the traffic like we normally see on the roadway, so that definitely helped us in our cleanup efforts.
That was a big part of it, wasn't it, that people actually, we've heard over the daytime in different newscasts, that people were actually paying attention, and it makes it so much easier for the crews to get their work done if they're not dodging and weaving around cars.
Absolutely.
How often did you have the plows and salt trucks running to stay ahead of the storm, or was it a constant flow for you?
It was a constant flow. In fact, for our garages around the Lansing area, we even found alternate lodging for those plow drivers so that they could make it in case the storm either A, was as worse than what it turned out to be, or just to make sure that they had enough rest in between shifts and were close enough to the garage to make it in to plow those roads.
How many trucks did you have out? Is it done regionally? I mean, you're with the whole Michigan Department of Transportation, but in this area, is there a number of trucks that you had out on the roads?
I would have to check on that. I mean, obviously, statewide, we had hundreds, probably thousands of plow trucks out there, and they're still working tonight. I mean, we still have a lot of, they're cleaning up a lot of the secondary roads now, the ramps on the freeways, and now with this blowing, we're trying to keep on top of that as well.
And what are you hearing throughout northern Michigan and into the UP? How far up did this run?
I have not heard that. I know it was fairly north of Lansing, at least, a good portion of the way up there. So we saw, statewide, obviously, I was hearing the east side of the state didn't get hit as hard as the west. So it did kind of depend locally where you're at. But our crews were ready. And again, we're still out there, with whatever it throws at us.
And the roads are in pretty good shape now. I mean, the blowing and drifting we kept hearing was going to be one of the biggest part of the problems. And that's what I found driving in today. It was the blowing of roads. It looked, obviously, they had been cleared at least once. But, boy, that blowing is sure a problem.
It is, definitely, because once you can get out there and make one pass, it can be the snow can blow back over and you have to go back out there. And one other issue that will come up tonight with the temperatures that we're going to see, especially with the wind chill, when weather gets this cold, when the temperatures get this cold, salt isn't as effective. So on your drive-in tomorrow morning, keep that in mind. Some of the snow that was melted today because of the sun could potentially refreeze tonight, and just plan extra time when you're traveling tomorrow morning.
And the ice is a problem at some intersections. I noticed a lot of the even if the road coming up was in pretty good shape, the intersections were where there was a bit of a problem again as it's freezing and thawing and freezing again.
Exactly, and that is one issue for us. Yeah, as that snow or does melt out on the roadways, there is that potential with the colder temperatures to have it refreeze. So motorists just need to be aware and to plan accordingly.
Did the plans and preparations that were made by the Department of Transportation go along as you had suspected? I mean, you this is part of the job, is you're ready for these events. You felt you were ready for this one?
We did, definitely. We definitely had extra measures in place, extra planning in place, again, like making sure our plow drivers could get in to do their job. So we thought we were ready, and we were kind of watching and waiting like everyone else to see what Mother Nature gave us.
What about precautions for people to take in terms of safety measures? Advice on if you do have to travel on the roads or what you need to have with you?
I think the biggest thing right now is to obviously plan a little extra time, slow down in case there are those potentially icy patches, and overall, just take a little extra time just so you can make it to your destination safely.
Very good. So the roads look pretty good right now. As you said, the plows are still out and about. It's just a question of being ready for what hit next in these colder temperatures that we're looking at for the evening.
Absolutely, yes. Make sure everybody to plan for that because, as much as we are out there, we can only do so much when the temperatures get as cold as they are, especially with the below zero wind chills that we've been seeing. So, again, just plan extra time when you're out on the roadways, especially tomorrow morning.
Very good. Thank you so much, Carrie, for spending some time with us this evening. And have a good night and drive safely.
Thank you. You too.